Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't.
That's Benny King. Bring this back. Ladies and gentlemen, 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen, President and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. Kiss Theory Goodbye is the title of his book. It's an award-winning book. The title of the one I have is... You almost can't see the title because it's got so many stickers where he won all these awards. Good job there, Bob. Give us the website, please.
BobProsen.com. BobProsen.com.
So check that out. We're talking about getting ready for the new year. Why have you waited so long, right, Bob?
I don't know.
What are you waiting on, right? So in the previous segment, you gave us some really good ideas on how to pick some important things. You gave us three main areas. Repeat those for us, and then let's move on.
Okay, the third area that I want to talk about are your employees.
Remind us of the first two.
Oh, yeah, pardon me. The first one was financial.
Financial, right.
Got to make sure we got the right financial metrics together.
Right.
Second is customers.
Yep.
What do we want from our customers this year, folks? Let's be very clear on this. If you want 20 new customers in certain segments of the market, do you have a plan to do that? Or is that just a hope? Make
mm-hmm.
sure your whole team understands this. And that third category, third leg of the stool for measurements, employees. What do you want from your employees? Remember, you're the owners, folks. What do you want from your team this year? What would be a great performance from your team this year? And I think there are several things to consider. One, how about engagement? Everybody's heard about this. Employee engagement. Jim, do you know that there's a direct correlation between the higher the level of engagement of your employees, the more profit your company makes?
Mm-hmm.
It's directly correlated.
There's no question, yeah.
There's no question about it. And if anybody wants to go check that out, go look up those golden 12 questions, Q12. And they're fantastic. They'll talk to you about the 12 questions you should be asking your employees to find out how engaged they are in your business. Don't we want them to think like we think?
Well, we want them to, and this is the thing that I've talked quite a bit about over the years, Bob, is telling your employees that when you outline their area of responsibility, this is your department, this is your project, this is your customer, whatever, and tell them, with regard to what we just talked about here, you own this.
Thank
and
you.
If you can get them to believe that and to actually own it, that's engagement.
It totally is. And all you got to do, folks, is just go up to Gallup. Everybody knows Gallup, the Gallup surveys.
Yep.
And go check out their engagement. It's a short little article. I think it'll enlighten a lot of people and say, you know what, that's something I think we could do. And it's easy, folks. I'm talking about 12 questions. This is not that hard. And it's so important to do it, to line your team up, to be
mm-hmm.
focused on your goals. And, by the way, it focuses on their goals, too, at the same time. It's a win-win quid pro quo.
Well, another thing that I think is powerful, Bob, I'd like to know your thoughts on it, is what I tell my people that, okay, this you own this, and with regard to this project or this whatever that you own, I work for you. If you need something,
leadership.
If you need something you don't have, you ask me, and I work for you on that.
Yeah, I love that, Jim. That's that servant leadership style. And here's a way for everybody to understand it with just a few words. The business owner is responsible to their people, not for their people.
Mm-hmm. Say that
we're
again. Say that again.
Yeah.
This is going to be in the test, folks.
We're responsible to our team, not for our team. What that means is that we're responsible to give the training, the safe work environment, the mentoring,
mm-hmm.
the coaching, all the tools that people need. We're responsible to do that for our team. They're responsible for delivering the results,
mm-hmm.
not us.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you know that as business owners.
I like that. Let me ask you a question. How is engagement... Engagement has always been important. Are you seeing it being more difficult with the multi-generational layers of employees we have these days?
You know, it's spotty. There are some places where business owners tell me it is difficult.
Well, the reason I ask that question is, and this is not a generational shot or anything, but the young people are reading books where they're reading articles, or they're realizing that in their life they're gonna have 6-7 different jobs. Well, if they're beginning their career knowing that, how do you get them to be engaged?
Wow, that's called leadership, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what we get paid the big bucks to do when we run our companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's to line everybody up to be a fantastic communicator. Fantastic communicator. And know how to reward results and penalize poor performance, folks. You've got to do both. We've got to recognize
at
those
least,
to get it done.
At least not reward it.
Oh, certainly.
You know, if you're not going to penalize, some people don't like that word, but at least don't reward it.
Yeah, I meet with a lot of business owners, Jim, as you know, and they're really great on the upside, but they struggle. They struggle mightily on the downside.
Most of us do.
Performance.
Most of us do.
I know that.
It's tough. It's not easy. We know that, folks. Bob and I aren't trying to act like it's easy, and that's the reason you're not doing it. But it's tough. But it is the most one of the most important parts of a leader, isn't it?
Well, it really is, because what it does is it drives trust and accountability.
Yep.
If you don't deal with it, how accountable is the team?
Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. Have you done a great job today? Thank you so much for your insights, helping us get our new year kicked off. And let's have a good 2015 together. What do you think?
I second that emotion.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. BobProsen.com is the website. Kiss Theory Goodbye is his book. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.